Halloween decorations in Ohio share the yard with political signs. Ohio is called the battleground of all battleground states.
There you go.
And it could decide the election.
I've come to Ohio today to ask you for your vote.
Thank you, Ohio. You're going to make it happen. Thank you so very much.
Ohio is a cross-section of America, urban and suburban, rural and industrial. Stark County is a bellwether county, meaning it chose the winning candidate in nearly every election over the last 50 years. In the swing state of Ohio, in the bellwether county of Stark, in the township of Perry, and in this suburban house, sits a target of both campaigns, the undecided voter. Gus Callis changes the channel to cable TV, trying to avoid the ads vying for his vote.
This is the new normal. This is President Obama's economy.
In the past 2 months, he's watched plenty.
Probably 300-400, easily.
He cannot escape the campaigns. They call him.
Utah call, out of area.
Out of area.
They write him at work. They interrupt his music as he drives.
Asking the middle class to pay more so the wealthy can pay less. That's how Romney sees it.
And they surround his workout at the gym.
The more Obama borrows from China, the more we'll have to bow to China.
Callis resents them, but says they don't sway him. He describes himself as 5% either side in the middle, a voter who picks the candidate, not the party.
I'm waiting for to see who's going to go above the fray, because in my opinion, being snarky or spinning or distorting the truth, to me, that's not my precedent.
Five reasons we can't afford four more years of Barack Obama.
The candidates have already spent a record $2 billion, more than $100 million just on ads in Ohio.
Mitt Romney would have just let us go under.
According to Kantar and Wesleyan Media, Callis is watching some of the 8,000 ads purchased in Northeast Ohio.
President Obama has a different view.
In the final weeks of a tight race, psychologists say one ad can make a difference. But this year, many agree they are more frequent and more negative than ever.
I just turn the channel. They don't do anything for me, I tune it out.
Back inside, Callis flips the channel too. With less than a week to go,
I'm just going to wait and see. And I may make that decision when I'm at the ballot box.
For now, the millions spent on him aren't working.
Children will grow up under the weight of crushing debt.
In Canton, Ohio, Carolyn Presutti, VOA News.